Edmonton's home for breaking news on your favorite teams. This is Inside Sports with Reed Wilkins. Brought to you by James H. Brown and Associates, Alberta Injury Lawyers, the heavy hitters of injury law.
Into the weekend we go. How's everybody doing tonight? The hockey game we will focus on is the opener at the Memorial Cup. It starts in about an hour. Kamloops against Quebec. Of course, no NHL game tonight. Dallas staying alive against Vegas, so they play Game 5 tomorrow night. I want to remind you that the Stanley Cup Final will be broadcast live here on 630 CHED. It'll start either on Wednesday or it'll start next Saturday, June 3rd, depending on what happens tomorrow. If Vegas wins tomorrow, then the Western Conference Final will end, and Vegas will host Game 1 of the Cup Final against Florida on Wednesday. If Dallas prolongs the series, then Vegas or Dallas will host Florida in Game 1 next Saturday, June 3rd. So just a quick thing to remember, either Wednesday or next Saturday for Game 1 of the Stanley Cup Final. And again, all the games will be broadcast right here on 630 CHED. Tomorrow in the afternoon, we'll be broadcasting an Elks game, their second final preseason game. They take on the Winnipeg Blue Bombers at Commonwealth Stadium, 12:30 for the countdown to kickoff. The game will start at 2. Brendan Escott hosts the countdown to kickoff. He's going to join me on Inside Sports as we move along tonight. The struggling Toronto Blue Jays, with just 2 wins in their last 11, they are about to get going against the Minnesota Twins, so we will provide updates on that one as well. The Edmonton Stingers of the Canadian Elite Basketball League, we had their GM, president, and owner, Reed Clark, on the show a couple of days ago. They tip off their new season against a new team tomorrow, the Calgary Surge. That'll be in Calgary, and then Sunday at 4 at the Flair Airlines hangar at the Edmonton Expo Center, home opener for the Edmonton Stingers, and it'll be against Calgary. So they play a home and home against their provincial rivals to get it going. And I am going to be attending that game, which will be pretty fun. The Edmonton Stingers and the Canadian Elite Basketball League, I think, have become a really nice success story here for minor pro sports in Canada. Like I said, they're into their fifth league. They've expanded. Initially, most of the teams, I think all of them except one, were owned by the league, and now they've been able to sell some of them off to people in the markets like the Stingers, for example. It's fun basketball to watch. They have that Elam ending, which I think is very unique and very fun. So the first stoppage after 4 minutes remaining in the fourth quarter, they shut off the game clock, and they make a target score of 9 points more than the team in the lead. So if one team is winning 90-80 at the first stoppage after 4 minutes, the target score becomes 99, and it's the first team to 99 wins. So the clock doesn't run. Having a lead certainly helps, but you don't get the late game fouling to stop the clock and all that kind of stuff that you see in other basketball leagues. So the CEBL has done a really good job, and it looks like it's here to stay. It looks like the Edmonton Stingers are here to stay. This got me thinking, and here's your assignment tonight if you would like to participate on the CertainTeed hotline, the pro's choice for roofing, siding, drywall, insulation, and ceiling systems. CertainTeed Pro all the way, 780-496-0063. You can also email the show, insidesports@630ched.com. Send me a message on Twitter, at Reed Wilkins, R-E-I-D-W-I-L-K-I-N-S. Which minor pro sports team that played in Edmonton do you miss the most? That's my question for you tonight. This could be a fun one. Kellen Kennedy down the hallway in the 630 CHED studio, or the control room. We're never sure how some of these topics are going to go.
Yep.
But I have a good feeling about this one.
Yeah.
Which minor pro sports team that played in Edmonton, or I guess you can go outside of Edmonton a bit if you want to, though Edmonton would have had most of the teams, do you miss the most? And maybe you have a story about a game you attended or something. We might have people listening who might have worked in some of these leagues. Oh, by the way, including me.
Yeah.
Obviously not as a player, but briefly, I did media relations for the Edmonton Drillers, the indoor incarnation that was in the North American Soccer League from 1999 to 2000.
Yes.
So, 1996 to 2000. And I finished broadcasting at Nate. I didn't have a job. I got a job doing media relations for the Drillers in November of 1999. And then in March of 2000, I got my radio and TV gig in Lloydminster. So I briefly worked for this team. Mm-hmm. They folded in October of 2000. And I've had, I'm not telling too many tales out of school here. Wojtek Wojcicki owned the team. He was on Inside Sports several years ago telling tales of owning the Drillers and how difficult it was. The team was not on strong financial footing. It was, the office was in the basement of a building. I can't remember what it was called. It was 108th Street and 102nd Avenue. Nice spot to work downtown.
Yeah.
But it was a tough go. Certainly, when I was there, I think the writing was on the wall that the team was not going to be around a long time. So I left, I think, late in the regular season. Things started up again in the fall. I think they got through five or six games, and you know, they couldn't pay anybody. So that was it for that incarnation of the Edmonton Drillers, who have existed in a couple of other forms. Of course, there was the Edmonton Drillers of the previous version of the NASL that played indoor and outdoor schedules from 1979 to 1982. I'd forgotten about this until I was looking some stuff up this afternoon. There was the Edmonton Drillers from 2007 to 2010 in the Canadian Major Indoor Soccer League. I don't really remember this very well, but they lasted 3 years, so not bad for them. So we've had some different versions of the Edmonton Drillers. We've had other soccer teams, of course. FC Edmonton was around from 2010 until last year. The Fath group did everything they could to keep that team going. So that's another soccer team. Do you remember the Edmonton Aviators, Kellen? I had forgotten about them because Dave Campbell, the producer of the show, and I were texting when I said this might be a fun thing to talk about. And he was like, don't forget the Edmonton Aviators. How could I? Now, I was working in Lloydminster when that team existed, but I think they just lasted 1 year. And then also on the soccer pitch, this was before your time. I remember this team existing. I didn't go to games or anything. The Edmonton Brickmen from 1985 to 1990. The Edmonton Brickmen played soccer as well. So that was another minor pro team. I think I got all the soccer teams. I hopefully didn't
there
miss
you
any.
Go. Yeah.
But this is the fun thing because people can participate and maybe there's somebody I'm missing. Talking about the Edmonton Stingers, basketball in Edmonton, there was the Edmonton Skyhawks in 93 and 94.
Totally went to their games.
This was the National Basketball League, and I believe this was the league where there was a height restriction. It was for people under 6'5".
Mm-hmm.
6'5" and under. And so the Edmonton Skyhawks were the Hamilton Skyhawks. They moved to Edmonton during the season. I think it actually might have been right before the playoffs. And then the next year, the league folded about halfway through the year, and they just gave the first-place team the championship. So there was the Edmonton Skyhawks. There was also basketball with the Edmonton Chill, first of all, from 07 to 08. And then they became the Edmonton Energy from 2009 to 2012. I know some of the people who worked very hard with this organization, but again, it was a tough go, and there was the one season, and you know what, Kellen, I couldn't find what year it was. I think it might have been 2010, but anyway, there was that one year that they had a really good team, and there was a postseason tournament in the United States, and they didn't go because they couldn't afford it.
Right.
And the league was just like, well, that's how it goes. We got a good team that's not going to be in the playoffs because they can't afford to go. So that's kind of a fun minor pro sports team for sure. Who else am I missing here? So the Edmonton Roadrunners were here. Now, that was a team in the American Hockey League during the lockout season.
Had season tickets for that.
You
Reed.
Went to the Roadrunners.
I have a Edmonton Roadrunners jersey at home.
Okay. So that was the fill-in at Rexall Place or whatever it was called at the time.
Yeah,
it was still
during
Rexall
the lockout
Place.
In 04, yep.
For 04-05 because the Oilers didn't have games. The season got wiped out. So the Edmonton Roadrunners were there for a season. The Edmonton Rush were here for a while, 2006 to 2015 of the National Lacrosse League. They're now the Saskatchewan Rush in Saskatoon. Pretty good franchise on the court. I covered the Rush for a couple of seasons when I was working at City TV. I did like weekly stories and went to the games and shot highlights and did profiles of players. I enjoyed the National Lacrosse League. Probably would have been a tough go for them if they'd stayed, because I'm not sure they would have had a home in Rogers Place. And obviously the Coliseum eventually became something that doesn't host anything except the odd mouse. But the Edmonton Rush, you know, they were pretty solid. They had a good following, and I think the lacrosse was pretty good action. And then the baseball history.
Mm-hmm.
Look, the Edmonton Trappers were AAA. So it's, yeah, you saw a lot of guys come through Edmonton who played in the bigs, and I always reference Ron Kittle, who hit a lot of home runs for the Trappers, and then was Rookie of the Year with the Chicago White Sox. So the Trappers were here from 81 to 04. Interest in them kind of dwindled. Other Canadian teams left the Pacific Coast League, so the travel wasn't very convenient for the other teams. But then we had the unfortunately monikered Edmonton Cracker Cats from 05 to 08, and then the Edmonton Capitals from 2009 to 2011. You know, this was obviously a lower level of baseball. I remember the one year the Capitals won the championship. They were the winners of the North Division. They played the championship team from the South Division. Some of that team's players didn't have passports or work visas or whatever you needed, so they just picked up the best players from other teams in the South. So they kind of had to play close to a South Division All-Star team for the title, which they did win. So those were the ones I remembered, I guess, sort of in my lifetime. I didn't include the Edmonton Ice. I mean, they were a junior team, not really minor pro. So those are some of the minor pro teams that have come and gone. So my question for you tonight, which Edmonton-based or Edmonton-area minor pro sports team do you miss the most? And do you have a story about attending a game or, like I said, maybe working for or playing for one of these teams? Because there are people in Edmonton, because through the stuff I was looking up today, it's like, oh, yeah, he coached that team. Oh, yeah, he played that team. Oh, yeah, he managed that team. So there you go. 780-496-0063. We will set up the Elks game tomorrow. We got a wide-ranging hockey talk segment with Mooner as well, all coming up. It's Inside Sports on 630 CHED.
Inside Sports with Reed Wilkins is brought to you by James H. Brown and Associates, Alberta Injury Lawyers. Go to jameshbrown.com.
Okay, thanks a lot for tuning in tonight. We will have a full edition of Inside Sports on Monday from 6 to 8, leading into our election coverage, which will start at 8. And I'm hearing go as late as they need to bring you all the results. Okay, but I wonder if anybody could name all the affiliates that the Trappers had in order.
Oh, yeah, no chance.
I could have named all the teams. I could not have got the order and the years correct. But yeah, there was one team they had for a decade and then had later on, but especially their last 12 years or so, mm-hmm. they changed quite a bit. So we're talking about, for fun here, which Edmonton area minor pro sports team do you miss the most? And why, or do you have a story about it or something like that? What do we have, Kellen?
Yeah, Reed, just further to your comment there, I remember going to the ballpark and watching the Trappers play the Oakland A's in a exhibition game. I want to say the early 90s or so. Mark McGwire was in town with the Oakland A's, and I think he belted a home run over the fence, and the crowd went bananas. As, of course, it was a fairly packed stadium.
So. They were with the A's from 95 to 98, so that's probably when it was.
Yep, absolutely, for sure. So, all right, lots of Trappers love on the text line tonight.
Well, it's got to be the number one,
yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
Like, AAA baseball, it's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Like Ricky texts in, says, Trappers baseball, emerging top talent on display was a treat, and I don't think people appreciated it until they left. Maybe I should try out a Riverhawks game.
Well, people like going to that stadium, obviously. You know, the Prospects were there for a few years. Now the Riverhawks are there. Well, Mooner's on the show a little bit later on. He loves going down to watch to watch the baseball games down there. And that's, I mean, that is a great ballpark. In the summer, you know, you got the great view of the bridges and the river valley, and you got a lot of daylight, especially in, well, kind of starting now and through June and July. But, yeah, plus that was a high-caliber league. I mean, a lot of the leagues I read, the players are not going to a higher level.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but playing Triple-A baseball, well, some of those guys are going to make the bigs, right?
And it was good baseball, too. Very close games, if I remember correctly. So, and, hey, there's a couple of teams that you had talked about, you were talking about, and then there's a couple of teams that you had either forgotten to mention
neglected
to mention.
Good. So. I was curious what I missed.
Alex in a truck tonight says the Edmonton Chimos. I believe that was the women's hockey team, was it not?
Oh, right. Oh, you know who else I missed? Yes, thank you for that. I missed the Sled Dogs.
Ah, yes, of course. The sledge hockey team.
Yeah, the roller hockey team.
Oh, the roller hockey team. Sorry.
The Edmonton Chimos. Yeah. Okay, that's a good one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then we got Bruno's dad who texted in, too, and said the Edmonton Eagles soccer team.
I don't. Well, what league did they play in? Mm. Like, was it actually minor pro, or was it? I don't know.
We'll have to Google that.
You got to give me some details if you're giving me a new one.
Mm-hmm. We got also a unknown text sharing my love of the Edmonton Roadrunners. So there we go. Fans of the Dirty Bird, as I like to call it. So
okay, hang on. The Edmonton Eagles, played in the Canadian Professional Soccer League in 1983. I do not remember this team. They replaced the Drillers, played in a different league, and they won the championships in 1983, going 7-3.
Mm-hmm. And one more from Alex in the truck coming in saying he remembers the Drillers as well. He recalls the Men in Black night with Dominic Mobello.
Oh, Dominic Mobello. Yeah, that was one of the guys who was there. I got to look up the Edmonton Sled Dogs. So that was what, Roller Hockey International, RHI? Yeah, 93 and 94.
I think Toronto had a team in that, didn't they?
Because we'll never know.
Trottier,
there's no way to find out.
Game,
oh, yeah, he did play. That's right.
Yep.
All right, so we got a couple new teams, the Chimos, the Sled Dogs, and the Eagles. This is great. We're education and entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
That's what this show is all about. 780-496-0063. Brendan Escott's going to slide in. We'll tee up the Elks game. Keep your memories coming of minor pro sports teams in Edmonton that are no longer with us.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
Three nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.